Hello, good morning. This is Tom from the Provider Office. Welcome to the Billing Office. How may I help you?
Yes, hi. I was calling regarding my bill for Montgomery Family Medicine.
Okay, just a moment. Let me just open it. Your account number, just a moment, please.
Oh, I don't have the account number.
Okay, just a moment. Can you please forward me with your date of birth?
It's May 26, 1963.
May 26 of 1963, right?
Yes, correct.
Okay, and can you please forward me with your name?
Lynette O'Neill.
Just a moment. Can you please repeat?
I'm sorry?
Can you please repeat your name?
Yeah, Lynette O'Neill.
Can you please spell it out for me?
It's L-E-N-N-E-T-T.
Lynette, right?
Oh,
okay.
Yes.
Okay. Okay, yes, ma'am. Can you please forward me what is your concern?
I'm sorry?
Can you please tell me what is your concern?
Oh, I wanted to find out, I wanted to get a copy of that, the itemized cost, the fee. I don't know if I could settle.
Okay, so let me just check. Okay, so you have received the bill of, let me just check, $208.68, right?
Yes, okay.
So let me just verify in our system. Okay, so your balance is $260.85 because you have not paid the amount. So you have been charged for the collection fee. So that is the reason why it is $260.85. So you
mm-hmm.
want the breakdown, right?
Can I settle for half of this?
Let me just confirm it, just a moment. Okay, ma'am, you can pay it right now. How much you want to pay?
Can I pay $130 even and settle for half of that?
Yes, you can pay $130.42. It would be half of the $260.85.
Yes, and you'll forgive the other part of it?
No. That would not happen, ma'am. Sorry. It is not on our hand. So I'm just telling you that if you want to pay just now half of the amount, it is totally fine. And half of the amount you want to pay after 2 to 3 days afterwards, I'm totally okay with that. But I cannot waive that amount of the half amount because it is the totally patient responsibility. So in that, I could not help you anymore for this waiving the amount.
Okay, can you email me the itemized charges? Because I don't think that there's some charges on there that I didn't agree with, which is why I didn't pay it. in the beginning. Well, part of it.
Okay, so I will just provide you with the date of services and the amount, which amount where is applied, okay?
I mean, I don't know if my brain's going to be able to handle all that, but you can try. I mean, I'd like to see it on paper.
So actually, we can send you the statement for this, but we can't give you the total breakdown that for this amount or for the this amount date of services, the amount would be this. So we just provide you the statement in which the amount and the date of services would be mentioned. It is fine for you?
I need to see it and write, like, I need to see what the breakdown is.
Yes, so what I'm trying to tell you is you will just receive the statement and the date of service would be written on that and the amount would be mentioned on that. For which amount or for which date of service the amount is.
Yeah. Yeah. If you could send me that, that would be great.
Just a moment, please. Okay, ma'am. So I am just sending you the statement for this, the latest amount, okay? You will get all the breakdowns on that statement only.
Okay.
Okay?
All right. So you have my email address, right?
So we will send you via email address. Email address?
Send it to
we will send you electronically, okay?
Electronically?
Yes. The one which you have received previously. Like that.
I don't know. What email address do you have?
So the previous statement it was via paper, right?
Yeah.
Just a moment. Let me just check. Okay, ma'am. Can you please write me your email address?
It's LENNETT ONEAL at yahoo.com.
Okay, so that email address we do have, so we will send you on that email address, okay?
Okay, wonderful.
Okay, great. Thank you, ma'am. Bye-bye. Have a great day.
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.